It's the biggest criminal case to come out of last year's Capitol riot. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Oath Keepers trial that's down to closing arguments in federal court this morning. Founder Stuart Rhodes and four other members of the far-right group are charged with seditious conspiracy
for their alleged role in the January 6 attack on the Capitol. Prosecutors allege Rhodes and fellow Oath Keepers discussed the possibility of violence weeks ahead of the Stop the Steal rally, including stashing weapons at a Virginia hotel. Rhodes has argued the militia was there to provide security for key names like Roger Stone, and those who went into the Capitol went rogue.
Fox's Ryan Schmel. Stone, a suspect named in the murder of four University of Idaho students in Moscow. The coroner believes the killer used the same knife for each victim.
We saw another full crime scene investigation conducted yesterday. This time it was not Moscow PD, but rather Idaho State Patrol and the FBI. In fact, we're told there's a team from the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit here. They take on the big cases, including serial murder investigations. We saw evidence techs taking pictures and doing fresh swabs of the grisly crime scene.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow. Pfizer has again updated its COVID vaccine booster shot to offer even more protection against new Omicron subvariants. The changing of the guard continues at the Capitol as Republicans get ready to take over the House majority in the next Congress. Democrats are trying to find a new leader to replace outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who will remain in the House, but not as a leader. GOP Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox,
"You know, you got to take your hat off to her. I didn't agree with any of her policies, but she was very effective."
This morning, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries told fellow Democrats he is in the running to be the House Minority Leader. The housing market continues to cool. Sales of previously owned homes fell almost 6% in October, a ninth straight monthly decline to the slowest pace in more than a decade, with mortgage rates now more than double what they were a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Elizabeth Holmes was once a star CEO in the world of technology and potentially healthcare, offering a groundbreaking technology. Not anymore. She'll be sentenced today.
Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes will be sentenced in federal court. Her attorneys say she shouldn't serve any more than 18 months if she's incarcerated at all. They say she deserves leniency because she has no criminal history. Prosecutors want Holmes to serve 15 years in prison, saying she duped investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Holmes was convicted for investor fraud and conspiracy as she tried to promote technology that was supposed to be able to scan for diseases using just a few drops of blood. The results of those scans were wildly unreliable. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street's mixed bag. The Dow is up at the moment 64 points, but the Nasdaq's down 40. Soccer's World Cup starts in just 2 days, and some fans who are going may not like this.
Qatar banning all beer sales at and around its World Cup stadiums. The latest move in the controversial tournament complicating the $75 million sponsorship agreement FIFA has with Budweiser. The Muslim-majority nation does not fully ban alcohol for visitors, but the sale and consumption is strictly controlled. FIFA tweeted a statement saying the decision was made to, quote, focus the sale of alcoholic beverages on the FIFA Fan Festival and other fan destinations, but not at the actual matches. When Qatar launched its bid to host the World Cup, the country agreed to respect FIFA's commercial partners and again when signing contracts after winning the vote in 2010. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
This doesn't sound like Christmas, but it will soon look like it. That truck that arrived in Washington, D.C. was carrying the 2022 Capitol Christmas tree that'll be covered with 7,500 handmade ornaments and lit on November 30th. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.